The culture wars in America is our topic for this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Dr. William Donahue, who's the president of the Catholic League. And first of all, Dr. Donahue, thank you so much for joining us, and I want you to explain what the Catholic League is and what it does. And I know that you left a very prestigious job at a university in order to participate in that about 20, 25 years ago or so.
Yes, I did. It was actually back in 1993, and I've been doing this job for over 28 years. I was at the Heritage Foundation for a year. I spent 16 years as a professor, 4 years working in Spanish Harlem with black and Puerto Rican kids, and 4 years in the United States Air Force. So I've had a long career. And the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights is the nation's largest Catholic civil rights organization. It's funded exclusively by rank-and-file people. We don't get any money from the Catholic Church. We don't get money from big foundations. We really are a true grassroots phenomena. And we're here to fight against defamation and discrimination. For the most part, Catholics are not discriminated against today. But the defamation that is against the Catholic Church and against evangelicals and Orthodox Jews and Mormons and other people who hold to traditional faith values is skyrocketing. It's shocking what crosses my desk every day. And just over the weekend here in New York City, a woman was caught on tape at 3:30 in the morning with hammers and smashing pictures, smashing statues that have been there since 1937 of the Virgin Mary, breaking the head, smashing the torso. We live in rather sick times, and I think Jerry, with all the good work that you've done, I don't think this is coming as a real shocker to you, what I just said.
Yeah, well, thank you. But, you know, one thing you pointed out to me many years ago, you said the American people are fair-minded. And if you can just get to them the facts and bring it before them, then a lot of times some of these kinds of things, you know, even if they don't agree with your position, they'll say, yeah, that isn't right. They shouldn't be, you know, that lady shouldn't be, you know, destroying those statues of other people's, you know, deeply held beliefs.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think the average American is a good person. Unfortunately, because of big tech and because of the left-wing media in general, a lot of what is going on is not brought to their attention. Now, there are certain media outlets which are pretty good, and of course, the internet, the range is A to Z in terms of the quality. But if to a discerning eye, and if you know what you're looking for as a researcher, you can find out some things. I put out a statement just today about hating Whitey, how it's in vogue, and some of the things that I just quote the people. It's not my opinion, obviously. The hatred of white people in this country is astonishing, and it's not coming from some crackpots. It's coming from professors. It's coming from people on the New York Times editorial board, contributing editors and the like. And they're very, very much open about it. Now, we shouldn't be hating white people, black people, anybody. We shouldn't be hating any group. You can disagree with anybody, but you can't be hating people. But this has now become sport. It's in vogue in this country, and it's a sign of the kind of moral destitution which seems to be gripping America.
You know, it's interesting. Just recently, at a garage sale, I bought a copy of some old DVDs, including AD, as in Anno Domini. Here was a Hollywood production from a miniseries on television, 1984. Very, very respectful of the Christian faith in its early beginnings, including the, you know, Peter and Paul and so forth. And then I thought about the fact, wow, Hollywood wouldn't make anything even close to this today. And this thing was celebrated with, you know, big stars and so forth.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Kevin Sorbo, an actor, just recently said not too long ago that he feels like he's in another world living in Hollywood as an actor. If you're a Christian and you're a conservative, they look at you like you're a man from Mars or something. And you know, the thing is that, by and large, most Christians are not interested in shoving their agenda down the throat of other people. There's always exceptions, but they would be the exceptions. What I'm seeing today, and particularly when it comes to race and sexual orientation and transgender material, it is an all-out assault on our Judeo-Christian values. And today it's led by the NFL, the National Football League, which in today's vernacular has gone woke, mean politically correct. I was with some friends just yesterday, and I'm watching some TV, and all of a sudden on Fox Sports comes this flashing signs of different things, and it's done by the NFL. And I said, I asked my staff to see if they could get some pictures of this, of what's going on, and sure enough, they were. And this is what the NFL is throwing up very quickly up on the screen, the following words. Football is gay. Football is lesbian. Football is beautiful. Football is queer. Football is this life. Football is exciting. Football is culture. Football is transgender. Football is queer. So on and so forth. Football is American, accepting everything, everyone. What? Why can't they just play football? Why am I getting berated with this? And they're doing the same thing on race. They said that Roger Goodell, the head of the National Football League, has said that they're going to become more aggressive. They're going to play the black national anthem before major football games. The whole goal, of course, is to divide us. That's what they want. And it was, you know the perverse thing about this? It used to be that sports was the one thing in this country that could bring people together, even families where you disagree on politics and people may disagree on religion, whatever it might be. Sports, your home team, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, whatever it might be, you'd always rally around your home team and put aside your political differences and other differences. No more. Now they want to divide us on the basis of race and on the basis of sexual orientation. And it's always the left. It's always, always, always the left that is busy with their secular agenda trying to shove it down our throat. It's not people of faith who are doing this. It's not the Muslims, the Mormons, the evangelicals, the mainline Protestants, the Catholics, the Jews. No, it's always the secular element that's doing this, and it's really at a hyper level at this point. It's a level of hysteria, the likes of which I've never seen. And I have a doctorate in sociology, and I track this stuff, and it's stunning even to me.
And how about some comments on the war on America as founded, you know, the war on American history?
Well, we have Hannah Nicole Jones, the woman from the New York Times, who was supposed to get a professoriate position. That didn't work out too well for her. The New York Times wants to tell us that the revolution was not about our independence from Great Britain. No, and the declarations of independence, belief in the Creator, four times mentioned in the mm-hmm. Declaration of Independence. Our rights come from the Creator, not from government. They don't want to teach that. They want to say that the country began in 1619 when the first slaves came over here. And what they're trying to do is to try to tell white people that you are privileged. And in other words, this is a racist agenda by people who claim to be arguing against racism. That's the paradox. Let me say that again. This whole idea of saying that America was based on slavery is being taught by people who claim, like with critical race theory, that we have to counter our racist past. The people who say that if you're white, therefore you're a matter of privilege, that is a racist statement, because you're making sweeping judgments about all people whose skin color is white, and you're declaring them to be having some pernicious status in society. Only racists talk that way. The Klan used to talk that way about blacks. Now we have whites and blacks and others who are on the left who are talking that way. They hate America. They hate America with a passion. They've distorted our history. And if they want to talk about slavery, I say let's do it. And let's remember that in 1776, when we were founded, the only place on the globe that did not have slavery was Western Europe, the only place on the globe. Slavery has a long history. The work of Orlando Patterson, a black sociologist from Harvard University, has pointed out there's not a place on the globe that did not have slavery at one time or another. But were it not for Christianity, we wouldn't have the abolitionist movement. It was Christianity that broke up slavery. It took centuries, of course. But people regarded slavery as being natural. There's the English language, we talk about freedom. in the Chinese and the Japanese language, they had no word for freedom until the 19th century.
Wow.
It was a foreign idea. The idea of servitude, either as a slave or in some other fashion, was considered to be normal. And so all I'm saying is that why is it that the Western world, which led the fight against slavery, why are we now teaching the kids that the Western world is rotten to the core because it was founded in slavery? This is a perverse interpretation of history, and it is done with malice. This is not a mistake. Not a mistake. This is done with malice.
You know, and now there are the calls by some for reparations. And I remember seeing a headline from one of your articles that was very witty. But the article, your title was something like, okay, if I have to pay reparation now, just exactly how much do I owe Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah, well, not only that, but I put out a piece the other day about white Christians. White Christians were enslaved in record numbers by the Barbary pirate Muslims. From about the end of the Middle Ages right up until the 19th century. It's incredible what happened. And they raided the ships in the area along the Mediterranean. They went into the coastal towns of Ireland and England, Netherlands, France, Spain, Italy, and grabbed people and enslaved them. Now, is anybody talking about reparations for white Christians? Of course not. The idea of reparations is, for the most part, is unjust. Now, when I say for the most part, I understand why the people whose father and mother were interned in camps in this country who have Japanese descent were given some reparations because there was a direct lineage, there's a direct line of the people who suffered the indignity. But you can't make an argument today that today's white people who did nothing to bring about slavery should have to write a check to people who never suffered the indignity of slavery. It simply makes no sense unless you believe in punishing the innocent and rewarding people who were never victimized, which is a perverse understanding of justice. So the reparations, as we're talking about it today, makes no sense. But but that's all part of the Hate America kind of campaign that is being taught in the schools, even to young little kids in preschool.
You know, I can't believe that we have a sitting U.S. senator from Virginia, and this was Hillary Clinton's running mate, who even said something to the effect that America invented slavery. I mean, how could this be? I mean, it's just so ignorant. But meanwhile, you've got slavery in modern-day China, and the left never says anything about that.
Yeah, the Uyghurs are being who are a Muslim group, they're being punished, and of course Nike is and the others are punishing them. As such, they never speak about that. Slavery exists today in Mauritania and in Somalia. We have a woman in the Congress, Representative Omar, and she comes from Somalia, and she talks about slavery in this country. Her home country has slavery today, and while we made slavery illegal in the United States in 1865, they didn't make it illegal in Africa until 1981, when Ronald Reagan took over. That's how recent it was. And as I just said, while it was not made illegal in Africa until 1981, they still have slavery today in Africa. So we don't need to be told and lectured by these people, Hillary Clinton and her friend Senator Kaine, whoever might be out there, still telling the lies about America and slavery. I know better. I've taught these courses before in college students. I've written about it extensively for years. So if they want to have a debate, I'd be glad to do it.
Okay, we have about 20 seconds left. And how about a closing thought on the culture wars in America?
Well, we're at a very serious stage. And I believe, as I've been saying to many people, what we need to do is to start local. Yes, you should be involved in the national elections, but I say mean start local. Make sure you find out what's going on in your local public schools, and if not you, recruit somebody. Get your people onto the school board, because the left always staffs the school board. We need to get our people on the school board and expose what's going on with this transgender mania and with the racist agenda of these people. And we got to blow it up in the best sense of that word to get people to understand that we can't tolerate this kind of indoctrination any longer.
Excellent. Dr. William Donahue, CatholicLeague.org for more information. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.